Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick in Los Angeles. After three nights of protests over federal immigration raids, the destruction is evident. Rick Montanez is there.
A lot of damage and destruction out here. We are just off the 101 freeway across from one of the federal buildings, a few blocks from the federal detention center. And you see these cars here. These are Waymo cars that were vandalized and then set on fire, and they burned down to the ground completely. We're still seeing a large police presence, but at this point, not really much in the way of protesters, at least not yet anyway.
In the meantime, the governor's threatening to sue over President Trump's deployment of the National Guard. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Governor Newsom is saying you're invading on state sovereignty. We don't want the National Guard to be federalized. And not only did we not ask, we're actively saying we don't want them here.
Scott McFarland reports on the latest on the Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador and brought back to the U.S. to face charges.
We expect him back in the federal courthouse in Nashville at some point this week for the next step in his new federal criminal case, this smuggling case, and this case that has brought two felony charges so far against Abrego Garcia, with the Department of Justice leaving open the door to perhaps bring more.
President Trump's new travel ban took effect today. It bars citizens from 12 mainly African and Middle Eastern countries, as Stacey Lynn reports.
The president says the ban is necessary to preserve national security and prevent terrorism, saying the countries had deficient screening for passports and have historically refused to take back their own citizens.
The Trump-appointed head of the National Institutes of Health calls dissent the very essence of science. Today, health workers wrote him a letter that said, "We dissent," and outlined how new policies are impacting their work. Jim Krasula has that.
The letter says Trump administration policies waste public resources and harm the health of people worldwide. Jenna Norton signed the letter.
What is happening at NIH is so egregious. The harms that we're seeing happen to our research participants and to public health.
The NIH workers readily admit they have jeopardized their jobs.
Some very important trade talks are taking place in London between the U.S. and China. The White House's Kevin Hassett.
The purpose of the meeting today is to make sure that they're serious, but to literally get handshakes and get this thing behind us.
Investors on Wall Street are carefully watching for any signs of progress in those talks. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrials are down just slightly, about 28 points, and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ are flat. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. One person was hospitalized after a house fire yesterday on Indiana Street in Racine. Working smoke alarms went off, allowing an adult, five kids, and two dogs to get out of the house safely. The fire was quickly contained, with the front porch severely damaged. The cause is under investigation. Kenosha County is in the sights of a Minnesota developer wanting to build housing. The Milwaukee Biz Times reports a developer is looking at putting in 400 affordable units at the northwest corner of 12th Street in Summers. It's a location right next to the Union Pacific Railroad line. UW Parkside is merging its four academic colleges into one. It's an effort to save up to $300,000 in administrative costs. The new merged college will be led by a senior vice provost and dean. It's a move to address declining enrollment and financial issues. After an almost 20-year hiatus, the bands are getting back together. Racine's Harborfest makes a return this weekend. The Lakeside Festival is set to take over downtown Racine Friday and Saturday. Staples of the past return with live music, food, and more. Proceeds will go to the Racine County Food Bank and Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. Walworth County gas prices are about a dime cheaper a gallon than they are in Racine and Kenosha counties today. Both of those places are right around the $3 a gallon mark. And tonight, Racine's Community Development Block Grant Advisory Board will discuss federal grants and facility upgrades. Public input is welcome. You can find out more about that advisory board and go deeper at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This Father's Day, start the morning right with hot coffee, fresh donuts, and Dad by your side. It's Donuts with Dad at Just Brew It in Union Grove from 8 till noon while supplies last. Enjoy delicious donuts, fresh brewed coffee, and quality time with the guy who's always been there. Start a new family tradition. Bring Dad, bring the family, and make this Father's Day one to remember. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It. Donuts with Dad. This Father's Day from 8 till noon in downtown Union Grove.
The Packers release Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Green Bay Packers have decided to part ways with Jair Alexander. ESPN reporting the 28-year-old defensive back was prepared to report to the team's minicamp tomorrow. Jair Alexander has missed over half the games the past two seasons due to injury. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves. Veteran lefty Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves against Milwaukee's right-hander Aaron Savalier. The Brewers losing 1-0 yesterday to the Padres. Desperate to score a run, Pat Murphy admitted after the game he gambled, putting in a pinch runner in for Rhys Hoskins in the seventh, saying it was a mistake considering Hoskins could have had another at bat in the ninth.
It's one of those decisions, seventh, eighth, or ninth, do you pinch run for your slowest guy? It backfired today. It wasn't the right call today, that's for sure.
NBA Finals, the Pacers losing to the Thunder 123-107. Game 3 in Indianapolis Wednesday night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center. Online at RacineDiscCenter.com. Or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The rest of the story. René Laennec studied under Napoleon's personal physician. René Laennec, he was the father of chest medicine. He revolutionized the art of internal diagnosis with his invention, a little something made out of beech wood, a hollow cylinder about a foot long, the first stethoscope. Because of this simple device and its subsequent benefit to mankind, the name René Laennec lives to this day in the annals of medicine. But history has forgotten the rest of the story. René Laennec, born in Brittany, 1781. When he was five, his mother died. The boy was sent to live with an uncle, a country priest. He spent the long years of the French Revolution with another uncle, and in 1795, when the smoke began to clear, he began to study medicine. At first, he was an assistant army surgeon. Later, he arrived in Paris to study under none other than Napoleon's personal physician. Laennec's scholastic success was exceptional, but there were many exceptional young medical students in that day. He had hoped for a hospital appointment. He did not receive it. For 12 years, he practiced privately, edited the French medical journal. Still no appointment. At last, in 1816, the appointment came, Necker Hospital in Paris, and it was at Necker Hospital that Laennec invented and slowly perfected the stethoscope. The idea was born when the doctor saw a couple of children playing with a wooden beam. The first child was scratching one end of the beam with a pin. The second child was listening at the other end of the beam, and the sound of the pin scratching was being transmitted through the wood. To Laennec's mind, this meant much more than a child's game. Laennec first experimented with wooden tubes of various sizes and internal configurations. Eventually, he chose beechwood and a length of about 1 foot. This invention launched Laennec on an odyssey during which he would hear and analyze heretofore inaudible sounds in the human chest. Through the cylinder, the lungs and the heart spoke in an unknown language of thumps and wheezes and rattles and whistles. It would be Laennec's job to interpret this language, and interpret it he did. For the next 3 years, he gathered evidence. He recorded the various sounds heard in living patients and the type of disease seen after they had died. Soon, Laennec was able to correlate specific sounds to specific diseases, thereby hoping to treat illnesses earlier. So René Laennec became the father of chest medicine. His books and theses remain a staple in the literature of medical learning. Revolutionary information on heart disease and bronchitis, pneumonia, pleurisy, emphysema, tuberculosis poured through the little wooden tube and onto the pages of medical history. But if history has so well remembered Laennec's invention, it has all but forgotten his inspiration. For Laennec's burning interest in chest medicine came about after he had contracted a mysterious disease of the chest, a disease that would eventually and prematurely claim him. So necessity was the mother of the invention. In all probability, Laennec originally devised the stethoscope in an attempt to cure himself. But you see, the instrument that so benefited mankind could not benefit its own creator. Laennec alone could crack the code. He alone could read and interpret the elusive language of the chest. The wooden tube gave that language a voice, but the wooden tube was inflexible, so Laennec was never able to use it on himself. And now you know the rest of the story.
Remarkable. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Heard twice daily, Monday through Friday. Don Rosen has the first one at 7:25, and then there's the 12:05 one at noontime here on WRJN.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could.
think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
To Racine's famous zoo, local news, and timeless hits.
Okay.
Elvis and the Playboys, This Diamond Ring, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. There are more than just the two bands we've been talking about coming to Harborfest this Friday and Saturday. Friday, the headliner is a Foreigner tribute band called Feels Like the First Time. Bella Kane is the headliner Saturday night, but a lot of other bands playing in the meantime, and WRJN going to be right in the middle of it. If you're down there Friday afternoon between 3 and 6, I hope you'll stop by. I'm headed down there right after my shift ends here on WRJN. We'll see you at Harborfest Friday afternoon with WRJN.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Four Saints Family Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the St. Rita Grounds, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure that you're cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001. Or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
The Racine Raiders face the number one ranked team in the West, the Phoenix Outlaws, this week at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Saturday night, bring the family out to see what the best of the West has to offer in this epic showdown of two of the top teams in the country. The Racine Raiders and the Phoenix Outlaws, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Field in Racine. Be sure you're there.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
With local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I send you now to the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, Stuart J. Waddles, and an update.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha County is in the sights of a Minnesota developer wanting to build housing. The Milwaukee Biz Times reports a developer is looking at putting in 400 affordable units at the northwest corner of 12th Street in Summers. It's a location right next to the Union Pacific Railroad line. After an almost 20-year hiatus, the bands are getting back together. Racine's Harbor Fest makes a return this weekend. The Lakeside Festival is set to take over downtown Racine Friday and Saturday. Staples of the past return with live music, food, and more. Proceeds will go to the Racine County Food Bank and Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. Walworth County gas prices are about a dime cheaper a gallon than they are in Racine and Kenosha counties today. Both of those places are right around the $3 a gallon mark. Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Gas prices fell slightly over the last week, dropping 1.7 cents to land at $2.95 today. This is 3 cents higher than a month ago and over 27 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. We aren't the only state where prices declined. Officials at Gas Buddy say refineries have ramped up output and gasoline supplies surged. There is an overall gentle downward trend across the country as summer progresses. Officials say if oil prices continue their gradual rise, gas prices could be impacted, but we shouldn't see any major shifts in the week ahead. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.78 to $2.87 per gallon.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Mostly cloudy and cool today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Hits WRJN. At WRJN, we're wondering just how many downtown or lakefront festivals are you thinking about attending this year? At this point, let us know at WRJN.com. It's called You're the Judge, sponsored by Hog Lawyers at 888-999-6644.
The purpose of a man.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
Call me.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Stick around. About an hour from now, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget that has the lyrics do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Guesses, anyone? Bueller? Bueller? It's an hour away on WRJN.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Summerfest brings the biggest names in live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across three unforgettable weekends, including performances from James Taylor, Chicago, Devo, plus Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, Sebastian Bach, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdelirocine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdelirocine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
WRJN. Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls have a side, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
hey, Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Well, oh, mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on. Make our own lightning. Hey, she got the way.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm just bundle up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah, crazy cold way down there. And when I die and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world. Carry on, carry on. Satan, don't want to die uneasy, just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be one child.